Hello all, welcome back to The Cloud Spill. In this second episode out of the three that will be featured, we'll be talking about youth who joins gangs and contribute to gang violence, as well as their reasons for joining gangs. In this day and age, many people come from impoverished families, families on welfare, and single parent families. Since 2008, this has been happening even more, and children have definitely been feeling the setbacks from this all happening. So whether it's impoverished and trying to feed your family, or coming from a single parent home, whether you have a single mother or a single father, primarily a single mother home, teens are more likely to join these gangs. And like I said, it is really geared toward Black and Hispanic teenagers, specifically Black and Hispanic males who join these gangs. So many join gangs to help parents with pay bills because, as stated before, gangs have a lot of activity in drugs, which means is monetary gain. So that could be to help pay bills. Also to help put food on the table, especially if they have siblings. And this could also contribute to just protecting their family because in impoverished neighborhoods and such, you never know what's going to happen and things could happen so abruptly. So many feel that if they're in the gang, they have protection. That way they become exempt from this. People also join, well, youth also join gangs because they see it as being bad. And it's like the status of identifying as a gang member and adopting all of the dress code gives them a certain exhilaration. And it makes them want to do it more. And also, they just want to be a part of something. And they see that rebellion is the way to go to accomplish that. Although it isn't, we have to keep in mind that this is a lot of youth and the recruitment starts from around ages 7 up to ages 12 is as young as people get recruited. So they are prone to thinking that way. And I also believe that this comes from the chasing status and things like that. You know, if you offer young children certain statuses, they'll see that as acceptance and they'll see other role models and want to be like them. It's too often that people are joining gangs because their uncles or their fathers had the gang, so they feel like they should have the gang. And it could be these men in their family that they see as role models who actually died to gang violence. So they feel in a way that they're avenging them and continuing their legacy is something that they could not do. This leads to a lot of young people being in ruts because when you decide to join gangs, you really commit to it. And this could take away from school time, which is why it's a high percentage of youth dropping out of school to join gangs. Some youth aren't going to libraries or resorting to sports or any of that because they're putting all of their time in gangs. This can really damage the youth because when you learn things young, it is hard to unlearn them. Because when you learn things young and you continue that in your adult life, your brain can't process it anymore. And so that's all that you know and that's all that you focus on for majority of the time. While there's no definite motive as to why young people join gangs, we can figure it out that it's extremely complex, but it comes from a marginalized minority that becomes a marginalized majority. And this also encounters lack of opportunities in young people. I've also experienced this myself and had friends that experienced this. When you come from a marginalized community or marginalized background, Sometimes you have lack of opportunities, which is why I focus on the Black community, our faults, and ways that we can overcome this, because believe it or not, we are a marginalized community with limited choices. Some kids can't go to school, and it's not that they aren't smart enough to go to school. It's that another kid's family may have the money to put them in school, but this kid does not. So school is no longer an option because you can't afford it. And since you can't afford it, you resort to other options, and all of these options may not be good, but that's how it is. And that also brings me to my other talking point of just the generational curses and also being oppressed. Oppression and white supremacy plays a huge part in this because people are often a product of their environment. Many people are born into poverty, and that all comes in with capitalism, which was created by white supremacists in the country of United States of America. So that all pinpoint back onto it. When you were doomed from birth, it's hard to fall back on that. Like, a lot of Black people, including myself, feel like we are doomed from birth, which is correct, because we're already statistics when we're younger, when we're still in our mother's womb. Seeing a Black woman pregnant is just seeing another possible statistic or another future statistic, because many do not have faith in Black youth. But I do, which is why I want to speak on this. So the youth that often join these gangs and whatnot, they're feeding into a narrative, they're unconsciously feeding into a narrative that has already been predicted and already expected of us. And that is why whenever you talk to someone, they'll blame everything on Black on Black crime. But the reality is, there is no such thing as Black on Black crime, just like there is no such thing as white on white crime. We all experience crime. Everyone commits, a lot of people commit crime, and anyone can be capable of committing crime. It's nothing exclusive to white on white crime, just like it's nothing exclusive to Black on Black crime. And also, this becomes transactional activism, because people speak on Black on Black crime when it's a rebuttal into something, not because they actually care about it and that they actually want to call out Black activists. No, they want to use this as a defense mechanism to protect themselves, so we can get away from the real problem as to why the youth feel the need to have joined these gangs. And it's because, as stated earlier, it's no other option but to do so. For many people, they feel it's no other option to do so. So instead of focusing on the root cause of why this is happening, many people deflect, and that's why as a community and as a nation, this is a hard thing to overcome, and it's going to take years and decades to overcome, because we have to pinpoint the main focus. And this also comes with, we have to teach our youth better. We have to teach our youth to not be idolizing people and to speak up. So that also, it's a two-way street where we both have to participate and we both have to acknowledge our wrongs and do our job so that we can possibly end this, or at least bring it down. That will be the ending of episode 2. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will definitely see you on the ladder in episode 3. Enjoy your day, everyone.